I next met with Professor Jonathan Lederman, and to begin, he provided his rationale for the need to identify specific treatments for the histologically distinct subtypes of ovarian cancer.
I think, you know, we've always struggled with the concept of primary peritoneal cancer looking exactly like ovarian cancer, and we've made up some sort of hypothesis that it starts in the peritoneum and the tissues are very similar to the ovary, never quite hung together. And so we see the same histology in both primary peritoneal, ovarian, and fallopian tube cancer. So the hypothesis that was then developed of this type 2 ovarian cancer to represent the most common type, the high-grade serous ovarian cancer, was that it actually originated from the fimbriel end of the fallopian tube. And then the initial stick lesions that one can see, these altered P53 mutations in the fimbriel end of the fallopian tube, then actually either fall onto the ovary and then advance to a cancer or remain in situ and become fallopian tube cancer or go to the peritoneum where they become primary peritoneal cancer. So this is a sort of unifying hypothesis for the high-grade tumors. And, you know, there's good evidence now building up from the pathologist reviews to support that. And that's very different from the ovarian cancer that we see, the less common type 1, which originates from the surface epithelial of the ovary, you know, characterized by certainly the low-grade serous cancers, but also the mucinous and some of the clear cell cancers too. So I think conceptually it helps us to understand the development of the two tumors, the different development, and actually in terms of high-grade serous, it gives us clues as to how we should be looking for the lesions earlier on, and we shouldn't be looking in the ovary because that's too late in a sense. So I think that's helpful. I think at the moment, of course, we're tending to treat all ovarian cancers irrespective of the histology in the same way, and that's a problem. And, you know, we need to find specific treatments for specific disease entities.